Maybe the most famous jazz singer of all is Billie Holiday, whose voice is tragic and triumphant at the same time. Born 1915, Eleonora Fagan in Baltimore, Billie Holiday never had much parenting. She was raped at age 10 and was put in reformatory school for allegedly seducing her attacker. Once she was released, she sang on the streets and in bars and back rooms for tips, eventually landing a job in a brothel. At 14, she was jailed for prostitution. At that point, she and her mother moved to New York City, where she auditioned in a Harlem nightclub, originally trying for a part as a dancer, but when they said she didn't have the right look, she tried singing.
I always knew I could sing, because I always did sing, but I just did it for my own pleasure or for Mom. I never knew I could make any money out of it until I just had to, and Mother got sick, and I wandered down to 133rd Street in a little nightclub, and I told the man I was a dancer. I made an audition, and he told me I stunk and to go home. And the piano player says, "Well, why, can you sing?" And I said, "Sure, I sing all the time. Who wants a singer?" So I sang, and everybody loved me. I made about $40 in tips, and I got the job for $18 a week.
Historians say she was 18. Billie says she was 14 when she cut her first record with jazz great Benny Goodman.
The first record I ever made, it was with Benny Goodman. I was 14 years old. It was titled Your Mother's Son-in-Law.
My mother's son-in-law ain't got the least desire to set the world on fire. Just wish you'd make it proper to call my old man Papa. You don't have to sing like that, so you can tell the world I said so. Can't you see you got to be my mother's son-in-law?
Jazz expert, KEXP and KPLU DJ, Abe Beeson.
Billie Holiday is known as one of the great jazz singers because she told a story and made every song her own. She made people feel with her songs rather than just hear the melody.
Sometimes I say if I just could get away with my man, he'd go straight, sure as fate, for it never is too late for a man.
She had a rough upbringing. I think that really came out in her songs. Even some of the more playful songs, there was a twinge of sadness and sorrow and desperation that was always there for Billie Holiday.
There's a sunny sound to it and also very dark.
Yeah, well, Billie Holiday's singing was kind of her triumph over all that adversity. It's like, yeah, you can do this to me, you can do that to me, I can be poor and have nothing, but I've got my song and at least I can come up here and show you who I am.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Billie Holiday continued to record and in 1935 hit with 4 songs, earning her a solo recording contract. She toured with Count Basie's band, then with Artie Shaw, being one of the first African-American singers to front a Caucasian band. Billie Holiday was an extremely intelligent, sensitive woman, and she was horrified that she wasn't allowed to stay in the hotel with the other band members. It was the 1930s, and the races were segregated. Billie had little tolerance for racism, so she started playing in New York City's Cafe Society, stunning audiences with her version of Strange Fruit, a song made from a poem about lynching in the South. Her sensitive state of mind also made her vulnerable to marijuana, then opium and heroin. At one point, she said, "I'd wear the white dresses and the white gardenia in my hair, and then they would bring me the white junk."
I wished on the moon for something I never knew. Wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, on April day.
There were many factors that made Billie Holiday one of the greatest musicians of all time. Even though her voice ranged only about an octave, she couldn't read a note of music and isn't someone you'd call a people person. Billie Holiday rose above these limitations and made each song her own.
My man don't love me. treats me oh so mean. My man, he don't love me, treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen.
Here's music writer Donald Clark.
What she sang was the popular songs of the day, but she sang them in her own way. She had no formal training. She was just maybe a musical genius, although that word is overused. But she phrased and she pronounced words and she stretched notes and she bent notes the way she felt them. She was an artist. She interpreted the songs. She didn't sing them straight the way they were on the page of music.
Even though she was battling with heroin addiction and went in and out of jail and rehab, Billie Holiday continued to record until her death at age 44. There were different accounts of her passing. Some say liver failure from alcohol, others say lung failure. Whatever it was that took the woman called Lady Day from us, we know that she died handcuffed to her bed under arrest for drug possession. Whether you view her as tragic or triumphant, Billie Holiday is one of those artists whose work is timeless. It has that X factor, that intangible quality that makes it always seem fresh and new. She may have died young, but her music will live long past the rest of us. I'm Michelle Myers for KEXP.org.
Deep rhythm captivates me.